We're up to Perek Yud Beis, Yeshaya, Perek Yud Beis. We just finished learning about Mashiach after learning about the destruction of Sanherib's army, and Yerushalayim was saved under the leadership of Chizkiyahu, and he could have been Mashiach, and we learned what Mashiach will accomplish. And now, Perek Yud Beis. V'omar tov ayom ahu. And you'll say on that day, when Mashiach comes, when the final Geula is here, you will say, Odcha Hashem, I thank you Hashem, ki onaftabi, because you are angry with me. Yoshev apcha, your anger should subside, usenach ameni, and you should comfort me. Or some explain it as past tense. Yoshev apcha, your anger has now subsided, usenach ameni, and you've comforted me, and I thank you. The Ibn Ezra explains, ki onaftabi, the word ki sometimes means even though. For instance, as a pasuk, refa nafshi, heal my soul, ki chatasi loch, even though I've sinned to you. And here it could mean v'amarta b'yomahu, when the gula finally comes, and we look back on our suffering, you'll say at that point, odcha Hashem ki onaftabi, I thank you Hashem, even though you were angry with me. We had a difficult time. But even so, Yoshev Abchos Nachameni, now your anger has subsided, and you've comforted me, and now I can thank you. Rashi brings up Shat, I thank you Hashem, ki onaftabi. I realize that I've sinned. I've done Averis, and I deserve the punishment, and the punishment was just. But I thank you because Yoshev Abcha, even though I don't deserve it, we received whatever punishment, and now your anger has subsided, usnachmeni, and you comfort me, even if I still don't deserve it. I had a bit of a punishment, but in comparison to what could have been and should have been, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you've comforted me, and I thank you. It could also be that the thanks is for the actual anger. Because golus is something that forgives, atones for our sins. A person did something wrong and he got his punishment. And that's an atonement. And it purifies a person. And there's a gain from the fact that a person endured whatever trials and tribulations. So, odcha Hashem, I thank you Hashem ki onaftabi because you are angry with me and I realize what I've accomplished in golus. And while we're in Golus, if you look through Tehillim, there are many kapitlach, many prokim in Tehillim that discuss the suffering and the way we dive into Hashem. Ad ona Hashem tishkacheni netzach. Till when, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are you going to forget me for eternity? That's the feeling we have like in Golus. It's just going on endlessly. And we cry out from Golus that it's hard to bear. But when the Geula finally comes, we'll be able to look back and see the benefits, the gain that there was from Golus. And we'll be able to say, Odcha Hashem, I thank you Hashem, ki onaftabi. I realize the Golus itself was a gain for me, and I thank you for that anger. And even though we realize that that day will come, we'll appreciate Golus, but Yoshev Abchos Nachameni, could be this is like a tefillah for the future. I thank you, ki onaftabi. There will be the time that we'll appreciate it. But right now, Yoshev Abcha, your anger should subside, usnachameni, and HaKadosh Baruch, you should comfort me. And this is a personal type of thanks. We'll see later on, in Pasuk Dalid, Vamartem Bayomahu, you in the plural. Klal Yisrael will be speaking, the multitudes of people will be saying as a group, Hodu Lashem Kiru Vishmo. But this thanks is a person's personal, everyone experiences Golus in his own areas of difficulty, whether it's from the nations of the world, whether part of Golus includes the the pressures, the financial pressures and the health issues and just so much stress and whatever golus means to every individual. He will say, V'amarta, you will say as an individual, Bayomahu, when the Geula comes, you'll say, Odcha Hashem, I thank you, Tionaftabi, that you are angry with me. And as the Malbim says, the word Chema is if somebody has an anger within, and he represses it, and he doesn't show it, and the anger just festers, and he's upset, and he can't get over it, and he doesn't tell you what's bothering him. The word onaf, tionaftabi, is an anger that's shown. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever complaints and whatever shortcomings Klal Yisrael has, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not satisfied with us, but He's shown us the anger. He's shown us the anger, and we'll be forgiven, and we'll hopefully correct ourselves, and we'll get over it. And I'll thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for not just letting the anger lie dormant forever. But no, Tionaftabi, you showed me the anger, and therefore now, Yoshev Apcha, your wrath can subside, usnachameni, and you'll comfort me. It would seem, you know, these are just one of the psukim that I think it's so important, and I'm speaking to myself also, because it's lessons that we all need to internalize. But the time to learn a pasuk like this and to internalize it is when things are going well. When a person is suffering, he's not able to accept such a pasuk. But when things are good, it would seem a person should constantly focus on the few basics which we all know, which we don't think about. But if a person were to think about how great HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and how great the miracles in the world are, you know, it was funny with the whole discussion with Birkas HaChama, which we had right before Pesach. It struck me like it's an obvious miracle, but to me, I just had this thought about the sun. You know, besides the miracle that the sun revolves and we have a day, days and nights, because the earth is always spinning, and we have the days and nights, and the fact that the earth is traveling around, and we have different seasons depending on our position to the sun. There are different seasons of the year. But it struck me, the fact that the sun is exactly around 93 million miles, the exact position from the earth, and the orbit is in a way that there are different seasons, and it's held within an orbit because of gravitational pull that doesn't allow it to go further away from the sun. So the gravity is like holding it within its orbit, yet even though there's a gravitational pull, it doesn't pull the Earth too close. And it goes on and on with a cycle that can be predicted hundreds and thousands of years in advance, and everything's perfectly worked out. But we have that miracle with everything in the world. And a person has to sort of focus on the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he has to focus on the kindness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Avigdor Miller gives the famous example with the apple, you know, an apple on the tree. He said, imagine if you had a box of cereal, and when it became stale, the box cover would turn colors. You know, you walk on the shelf, you want to buy your box of Rice Krispies, and when it's expired, the box turns brown. There's something in it, and you can see that it's no good. It'd be a new, beautiful invention. They said, well, that you take the standard red, delicious apple. So it's a certain color, it's green when it's not ripe, so you know that it's not there for eating. And when it's ripe, it's a shiny red, which is appealing and attractive. And then when it turns rotten, it'll turn brown, so you know not to eat it. And it's held by the stem, and the stem itself won't release the apple if it's not ripe. You'll pull the apple, and the whole branch will sag. And when it's ripe, it'll easily detach. And when it's overripe, it'll fall to the ground. So you know, if you catch it right then, fine. If it's been on the ground for a while, you know, it's no good anymore. But besides the miracles in the apple and the fact that you take a bite and all of the juice doesn't spill out, but it's all embedded within the flesh of the apple, and the fact that it has the seeds in the apple, and the seeds are surrounded with a casing that the acid of the fruit won't decay the seeds. Just like for anybody who, lo aleinu, suffers from ulcers, They know that when they eat a supper of meat, their acid juices, their stomach acid breaks down the meat. Yet in a healthy person, the same acid that can break down a tough piece of beef doesn't eat up his own stomach flesh. Yeah, there's a mucus lining that protects his own stomach from those acids. Somebody has an ulcer, something wrong with the lining. But the miracles in the world. So when you see those miracles of the apples, and then you have to go a step further and realize that you can live to be 120 and be healthy without ever eating an apple. You can eat oranges. You can eat other fruits and vegetables. You don't need to have apples. So it comes out of Kadosh Baruch Hu did a miracle that he made an apple that was totally unnecessary for your happiness and your existence. If you didn't know that there was such a thing as an apple, life would go on. But it's the same thing with many fruits and vegetables and foods. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu simply did it to let you know that he cares about you. So a person has to think not only about the greatness of Hashem, but the chesed he does with us. And then a person has to think about Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the greatness of Klal Yisrael, and how HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares for Klal Yisrael. And these are lessons that a person has to think about when he's happy, when things are good and it's easy for him to internalize and accept it. The truth is, a lot of people don't realize it, but the greatness of Klal Yisrael, I always marvel. If a regular person puts in 8 hours in the workplace, or 9 hours, the lunch break doesn't count for his 40-hour week. So he's in the office 8.5, 9 hours, and you figure an hour and a half travel to and from, it's a full schedule, it's an exhausting schedule. And the average person to take out time for Shachas, Mincha, and Maariv, and he has to go to shul, and he returns from shul, the whole procedure can be 2 hours a day davening. And then he finds some time for learning. And that's on a regular day. If a person were to start out life and think, you know, for the next 15,000 days, I'll daven every day Shachas Mincha Maariv for the next 15,000 days. Well, we all do that. If you've been living as long as I have, you've had your 15,000 days. You know, and we do it every single day, and that's what Klal Yisrael does. And it's not only is it the basics, but everyone knows they have to do more than that. If a guy just daven Shachas Mincha Maariv, people say you're not learning at all. You're not doing anything more. And that's like the minimum. And then if you figure his work day, I recently read, everyone knows the property taxes in New Jersey are so high, but 90% of the property taxes goes for public school education. So people are working so hard and they're paying the taxes and they don't even benefit. It's for the public schools, and besides paying those taxes, they have their whole separate expense for sending their children to yeshivas and to day schools. If a person were to think what Klal Yisrael does, besides getting into the main thing, is all the chesed of Klal Yisrael and all the organizations and every need that arises, there are people that are involved, the greatness of Klal Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to Klal Yisrael in a special way. And the amount of Jews that are in America, there's more Indians, more Native Americans than there are Jews. And if anybody would think, you know, the people who aren't aware of the true statistics that, you know, the Jews in the world are a fraction of a percent, they're almost nothing. And people would imagine that the Jews control everything. They control Wall Street, they control the media, they control Hollywood, they control Congress, they control, you know, they're all over. And there's almost none of us. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu obviously cared that Klal Yisrael should be given this position. And even though Klal Yisrael devotes as a nation, they're involved in so much other Torah and Chesed, yet in the world themselves, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given a bracha that the Jewish nation on the whole has a good standard of living and they're prominent. They seem to suffer when the world doesn't suffer. And the problems that the world has, the Jews don't have. They're definitely unique. And everyone knows it. And these are lessons that a person has to feel. And then when the tragedy strikes Chas V'Shalom, and there shouldn't be tragedies in Klal Yisrael, the truth is there isn't what to say. It's like Aaron said when his sons died, Vayidom Aaron. He didn't say, he was quiet. We don't understand. There are things that we don't understand. But what we do have to know is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls the world, the miracles are all over, the relationship with Klal Yisrael is there, and Klal Yisrael is special. And then, V'amar tov ayomahu, you will say on the day of the Geula, Ulcha Hashem. I thank you, Hashem, ki onaftabi. I thank you for that anger you showed me. Because now I appreciate, I finally understand why. Then we'll understand the reason. Yoshev Apcha, your anger, your wrath has subsided. Usnach Amenian, you should comfort me. The Gemara says in Nida, Daf Lamed Aleph, the Gemara says as follows. Dorosh Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef expounded, My Dichsi, what's the meaning of this pasuk? Odcha Hashem ki onaftabi, Yoshev Apcha usnach Amenian. But my kosov medaber, what is the pasuk talking about? Bishnei b'nei Adam. There were two people, Sheyotzu l'ischora, who went out to do business. Yoshev lo kotz l'echad mehen. And one guy must have stepped on a thorn, and he can't walk any further. He's grounded. He canceled the trip. He's chomachar from Agadev. So his reaction was he started cursing. How could such a thing happen? He was looking forward to this venture, and he would have made a lot of money, and his whole future would have been excellent. And now he got this accident. Liyamim, after a while, days later, Shoma Shatovu Svinosu Shachaveru Biyom. He heard that his friend's ship sank at sea. We've all heard this mussel, this parable, but it's the Gemara is the one that says this. He hears that his friend's ship sank at sea. Yisromodu mishaveach. He began to give thanks and praise to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Lekach nemar. That's why it says Yoshev Apcha. Your anger has subsided. Usnachameni. And now you comfort me. That there might have been the pain, there might have been the thorn, and we don't understand why it is, and when it happens, we're very upset. But the time will come when we'll realize that there was a gain, and it was good that such a thing happened, and what seemed to hurt and be painful was for our betterment. Hine Kel Yeshuasi. Behold, Kel Yeshuasi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God is my salvation. He's the one who saves me. Evtach, I'll trust v'lo efchad, and I will not fear. Ki ozi v'zimros ka Hashem, because ozi, many mafarshim learn, we'll see Rashi learns differently, but ki ozi could mean my strength. V'zimros ka, and the praise of Hashem. Vayili Yeshua. That's what was a salvation for me. As Rashi says, the simple meaning would be like Ki Ozi Vizimas Ka Hashem Hoyili Yeshua. It was a Yeshua for me, but this is like a song of praise to Hashem, and poetically it very often will switch. Even when it's not poetically, sometimes the pasuk will write it Ki Ozi Vizimas Ka Hashem Vayili Yeshua, and that was to me a Yeshua. My strength and the praise of Hashem, that brought me a Yeshua, a salvation. These are the psukim. We'll see this pasuk, the next pasuk. We say in Havdalah every week, because we'll see these psukim are psukim of what we're going to say at the times of the Geula, and these are the words of encouragement as we leave Shabbos, and it's a bit of a depressing feeling. We lose the Neshama Yisera. You have another rough week ahead of you. So you take the besomim, you smell them, you try to give you a revive, a little bit of a boost, and you say these psukim beforehand, that we have our trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we'll make it through another week. But hine kel yeshuasi. The word kel is from the word like ele ha'aretz, the mighty ones of the land. Kel is the term referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the mighty one. Hine Kel Yeshuasi. And Yeshua is when a person, a salvation is when a person is not assisting at all, he's not involved, he's not helping, and he doesn't deserve it. And out of nowhere, a Savior comes and is the Yeshua, and the Yeshua he saved. It's not Hine Kel Be'ezrosi, that Hashem is assisting me. Hashem is not just helping us out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yeshuasi. He'll bring the Yeshua, meaning even if we do nothing and we don't deserve it, as a chesed, as a kindness, Hashem will bring the Yeshua. We say in Shmona Esrei, in the end of that first, the Bruch of Avos, Melech Ozer Moshia Umogein. Melech, Hashem is the king. Ozer, who helps. There are times in life where you make an effort and you try, and you will not be successful without Hashem helping you, but Hashem helps you. Whatever you accomplish is with the help of Hashem. And sometimes it's not Melech Ozer. It's not that you're able to do something and Hashem assists you, but it's Umoshia. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can save you. There are situations where the person is helpless and he's not able to assist and to extricate himself from his predicament, and he's totally at the mercy of Hashem. But Hashem is the Moshia, Umogen, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects, that even when we're not aware there's an assistance, there's an Ozer or Moshia, things seem to go. But you should know that if the day went well and nothing wrong happened, or even if something wrong happened, but it could have been a lot worse, there's Umogen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the shield. So there's the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And sometimes a person has trust, he has bitachon, things will work out, but there's still that fear, there's not that ironclad guarantee. But evtach, when Mashiach comes and the Geula comes, I say, Hinei kil Yeshuasi evtach, I'll have my trust in Hashem v'lo efchad, there'll be no fear at all. It could also mean evtach, if kale, the power, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's might is with me, so evtach, I can trust in that power of Hashem. And if it's Yeshuasi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves me, even if I don't deserve it, it's a Yeshua, it's a salvation. So once it's a Yeshua v'lo efchad, I don't have to worry about the future either. If you deserve it, and you get a prize or a award, then you always have to worry, and what happens when I don't deserve it? But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a relationship that he's Kel Yeshuasi, he saves us even if we don't deserve it, just as a chesed, so I don't have to worry about the future either. Evtach, I have my trust now. V'lo Efchad, I don't have to have fear for the future. Ki Ozi v'zimras ka. Because Ozi, my strength, v'zimras ka, that's the praise of Hashem. When Klal Yisrael does well, everyone knows that we are God's people. They might not want to admit it, but there's the feeling that the Goyim know we're the chosen nation, and they resent it, and they're jealous, and they are out to destroy Klal Yisrael because it's their attack on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They don't want to have any power ruling over them that they can't control. They can make their own God that they would like, but to have HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to have Klal Yisrael and have this relationship, the Goyim can't stand. But Ozi, my strength, the Zimras Ka, that's the praise of Hashem. When Klal Yisrael has power, that's the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when Klal Yisrael is suffering, it's to an extent, it's a Chil Hashem. As the Navi Yecheskel says, I'll bring the Geula because it's a Chil Hashem when we're in Golus. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help us, besides the chesed that Hashem does for Klal Yisrael. Hashem will help us because it will increase the kavod of Hashem. Hashem wants the world to realize that there's a creator. And if that's the purpose of the world, Klal Yisrael has to have the power, because the Ozi is v'zimras ka. My strength is the praise of Hashem. Vayihili Lishua. This is what the Malbim has been explaining. Vayihili Lishua, and it was for me a Yeshua in the past. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has saved us in the past, and he's already laid the ground rules that he is, that we are his nation. So in order to bring the world to the fulfillment, to bring all those promises true, and all of these nevuahs for the truth of Hashem, the Geula will come. And these are concepts mentioned in the Sefer Ikarim, and we mention in Hallel. Ki l'shimcha tein kavod, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give honor to your name. by helping us. Al chastecha, and it's with the chesed of Hashem, va'amitecha, and to bring all those promises to make them true. Rashi learns Ozi doesn't mean my power. It means the power of Hashem, and very often the yud is added. It means like Oz, the power. Ozi means like the power. If it meant my power, it would have said Uzi, Rashi explains. But ki Ozi v'zimras ka, the power and the praise of Hashem, v'hili lishua, that's what saved Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed His power and His greatness by bringing us the Geula. We have a very similar expression in Oz Yashir. Ozi v'zimras ka, v'hili lishua. But there's one word different. In Oz Yashir we say, Ozi v'zimras ka, the power and the praise of Hashem. Over here we say, Ozi v'zimras ka, Hashem. Because when they sang the song by Kriyas Yamsuf, and Hashem did all those wonderful miracles, but Hashem said, you know, it's still ka. We don't have the four-letter word of Hashem. Hashem's name is not complete. There's still evil in the world. There's still Amalek. But when the final Geula comes, it won't just be Ozi v'zimras ka v'hili lishua. It'll be Ozi v'zimras ka Hashem. We'll be aware of Hashem, the four letters, the full name of Hashem, and we'll experience Hashem's greatness v'hili lishua, and that will be the Yeshua for us. U'shavtem mayim b'soson. You'll draw water b'soson with joy. Mimayne HaYeshua, from the springs of Yeshua, of salvation. Like somebody who draws water. If he draws water from a well, at a certain point the well is going to run dry. I'll have to wait for the next rainfall. So as he draws the water, he's concerned what's going to be tomorrow, what's going to be next week. Is there going to be enough water? If it's a spring, so it's a natural underground spring in it, so the water is constantly flowing. When a person draws water from a mayon, he's happy, and it's a complete happiness. It's well known, the vort from the Vilna Gaon, that a simcha is a person has when he sets out on a mission. Like, smeichim b'tseisom, v'sosim b'voam. When you've finished, when you've accomplished your task, you have a sosom. Ushavta mayim b'sosom, I think could be that is the meaning here. Ushavta mayim b'sosom, you'll have that complete joy. Because you'll know that tomorrow there'll certainly also be water. The Geula is here, the salvation is here, and it will be here forever. It'll be a complete joy. Ushavta mayim b'sosom, you'll draw water with joy. Mimayne HaYeshua, from the springs of Yeshua. Rashi brings down the Targum that says, Ushav temayim b'sosun means you will receive uskablun ulfan chadas. You'll be makabel new teachings. You'll have new insights in the Torah. Mimayne ha-Yeshua, from the springs of the Yeshua, means the tzaddikim who will they'll have new insights to share with us and will have a greater appreciation of Torah than we ever had before. I'd just like to mention, it's an interesting concept, and when we come around it in Chumash every year, and there seems to be a lot of attention played in the Chumash to wells. And the Ramban makes the point in more than one place. He says it in Parshas Toldos. It says Yitzchak went to a place and he dug a well. And they quarreled with him, and they said, it's their well, and he called it Asek. And then he dug another well, and they fought with him about that, and he called it Sitna. And then he dug a third well, and they didn't argue, and he called it Rechovos. The Ramban mentions the significance of these wells. The Ramban in Parshas Toldos, Perek Chovov, Pasuk Chov, he says, Yisaper hakosuv v'yarich b'inyin habe'eros. The Torah, the Pasuk tells us and elaborates on the wells. And the simple meaning of the story has no toelus, there's no benefit, and there's no great honor for Yitzchak. To tell me he dug a well and they fought with him about it. Like, what? That doesn't show us the greatness of Yitzchak. It doesn't seem to have any lesson that has a bearing on our life. And his father, Avram, and he dug the wells that his father dug. The Ramban says, "Avol yesh bedover inyan nistar besocho." There's a hidden matter when you're talking about be'eros, about wells. Ki bo lehodia dover osid. It's coming to tell us something for the future. Ki be'er mayim chayim, a well of fresh water, yirmoz lebeis elokim. A fresh well, yirmoz lebeis elokim. That alludes to the Beis HaMikdash, Asher Yasu Bonov Shol Yitzchak, that Yitzchak's descendants are going to make a Beis HaMikdash. Ulechein Hizkir Be'er Mayim Chayim. And that's why it mentions his well was not stagnant water that's just sitting there, but it was a fresh, invigorating source of water. Like it says, Makor Mayim Chayim Es Hashem, is the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, like Hashem is the source of fresh living water. The first well was called Esek, that there was an involvement, there was some friction there, because the first Beis HaMikdash, there was machloikis and there were certain wars, and it was ended up being destroyed. They fought with Yitzchak over that well and he lost. They called the well Esek, and the guy gave him a hard time with that. He dug another well and it was called Sitna. Sitna's hatred. That's an even stronger, harsher term. There was hatred on that second well. Because the second Beis HaMikdash, it says, there's a pasuk, Uvamalchus HaChashverosh, there's a pasuk in Ezra. It says, in the Malchus, in the kingdom of HaChashverosh, they wrote hate letters. Kaslu Sitna al Yoshve Yehuda v'Yerushalayim. They had begun building the second Beis HaMikdash, and letters were written to thwart the building of the Beis HaMikdash. Haman's sons were involved in that. And they wrote letters to stop the building of the Beis HaMikdash. But you find the expression of hatred. And the whole time of the second Beis HaMikdash, there were always problems. The Goyim always, it started off with the Persian Empire, and then the Greek Empire, and then the Roman Empire. There was always people in control and giving Klal Yisrael suffering. Until it was finally destroyed. And the Golus was a very difficult Golus. The Golus Bavel, they went to Bavel, and the Jews had their own areas. They had a Reish Galusa, they had an Exilar. Things were, in Bavel, they were relatively good. Once they were, the exile was terrible, we lost the Beis HaMikdash and Eretz Yisrael, but in Bavel it wasn't as bad as after the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. That's called Sitna. The third well was called Rehovos, that there'll be an expansion. It's referring to the third Beis HaMikdash, Sheyibonav Imheira V'Yameinu. The Ramban says it should be rebuilt speedily in our days, and that will be made without any argument, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will expand our boundaries. That's the three wells that Yitzchak dug. And in Parshas Vayetze again, Yaakov comes, and he comes to Haran, and there's a well. And there's a well, Vinei Be'er Basoda, there's a well in the field. And there are three flocks of sheep gathered there. What's the difference that there was a well and there were three flocks of sheep and he rolled off the stone? Like, what's the meaning of this? So the Ramban says the simple meaning is to tell us that a Kodesh Baruch Hu can give power to those that are exhausted. Yaakov Avinu comes in after a long trip, and he's weary, and you have a heavy stone, and nobody can move it until they're all gathered, and yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Yaakov the strength to move the stone. But the Ramban continues, U'l-Rabbaseinu b'breishis rabba gamba zelahem sod. The Chazal again say, there's a secret here with this well. The well is a remez to the Beis HaMikdash. And the three flocks of sheep are three gatherings. Klal Yisrael is referred to as Tzon Kadoshim, the holy sheep. Klal Yisrael is going to gather by the well. There's going to be three flocks. There's going to be three gatherings. Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. And then the stone will be removed from the well. And there'll be that source of water, that inspiration, the Ruach HaKodesh, will be drawn out on Yom Tov. And then afterwards, Ve'yishivu Se'evin al-Piyah Be'er Li-Makoma, the stone is put back on the well till the next time. There's a certain inspiration what we gain from the Yom Tov when we uncover the well and we come to the Beis HaMikdash and we experience the Ruach HaKodesh. Ushav temayim b'sosun, what we're learning here in this pasuk, you'll draw water with joy, mimayne ha-Yeshua, from the springs of Yeshua. It'll be a source of the Yeshua of salvation, and we'll be aware of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there'll be a constant spring. And the word for this is Usha'avtem. The Malba makes the point that when you draw water from a deep well, the word is Dola. Dola. In fact, it says by Moshe Rabbeinu, when he helped out the daughters of Yisro, they told his father, Vagam Dolo Dolo Lanu. He drew the water, Vayashka Satzon, and he gave the sheep to drink. Moshe Rabbeinu was Dolo. He drew the water from deep down. As he exerted himself to give them water. Here it's Ushav Temayim B'Sosam. The Yeshua, the salvation of HaKadosh Baruch will be like on the surface. It will be like effortless. They'll just draw that water without digging deep for it, without having to lower the bucket down to the very bottom. It'll be easy. Ushav Temayim B'Sosam will be drawing that water with joy, Mimayne HaYeshua, from the springs of Yeshua. V'amartem B'Yom Ahu. And you will say on that day, this pasuk is addressed to the multitude of Klal Yisrael. V'amartem, you, the Jewish nation, will be saying by Yom Ahu on that day, Hodu Hashem, give thanks to Hashem, Kiru Vishmo, call out, declare His name. What does it mean to call out in the name of Hashem? The Radak says two possible meanings. It could mean to proclaim to all the nations of the world the greatness of Hashem. That Klal Yisrael in Golus, it's a lot more difficult. We're suffering, and somehow it's like you're out. A caravan is traveling in the desert, and at night you gotta encircle the encampment to sort of how keep yourself safe from the wild, marauding animals and pirates that are out there on the outside. You gotta encircle the wagons. And in Golus, Klal Yisrael is sort of on the defensive. There's this, we're getting buffeted from all directions, and there's just so much difficulty, we're not able to really proclaim to the nations of the world what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from them. Our main focus is that we ourselves should grow and be an inspiration to the world and be a role model. But it's hard to actively call out to the nations the greatness of Hashem when we're downtrodden, when we're suffering. But v'amartem b'yom ahu, on that day, that will be our focus of Hodu Hashem, give thanks to Hashem, Kiru Vishmo, call out in His name. V'yikro Shom Avram b'shem Hashem. Avram Avinu spent his time traveling from one place to another and telling everybody about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And also v'yikro b'shem Hashem, Avram Avinu davened. V'yikro, to call out in the name of Hashem, means to call out that this is the one you're counting on and you're depending on, and everything is from Him. Kiru Vishmo, call out in the name of Hashem. That's where you should direct your energies and your prayers and your supplications. Call out in the name of Hashem. Hodiyu vo'amim alilosov. Inform among the nations of the world alilosov Hashem's deeds. The word maisim, or pu'ulos, is actions that are done on a regular basis. Nature is the maisei Hashem. Is the maisim in the pu'ula of Hashem. Kol po'al Hashem l'maneu. Everything that Hashem did in the world is l'maneu, for his sake. But these are the maisim in the pu'ulos. Alilosov is when Hashem does an action chutz miderech hateva. And He shows something miraculous. He shows that He's guiding the world and controlling the world. Hodiyu v'amim alilosov. Let the nations of the world know the alilos, the acts of Hashem. That's greater than just the natural flow of events. Hazkiru, mention or declare. Ki niskov shemo. Hashem's name is exalted, is high, is elevated. The Malbim says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the nations of the world, a lot of them realize that there's a creator, and a lot of them even realize that there's one God. They don't worship a multitude of deities. But they realize that Kadosh Baruch Hu, the world must have had a creator. There are a lot of people who are aware of that. But they don't know the Alilosav. That Kadosh Baruch Hu has actions that Hashem is controlling, and there's Hashkacha Pratis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu notices and He controls based on our actions. V'amartem b'yom ahu, on that day in the future, you'll be able to tell the Goyim, Hodiyu v'amim alilosav, you'll tell the Goyim about Hashem's acts. Hazkirun, you'll declare, kiniskov shemo, that Hashem's name is so exalted. David HaMelech also said this pasuk. In fact, we say the pasuk as the beginning of davening. In the beginning of davening. But David HaMelech said when he brought the Aron to Yerushalayim, and there was a whole history behind that, which we learned at the beginning of Sefer Shmuel. The Aron was captured and was brought from one town and one city of the Plishtim to another, and they were stricken with some miraculous plague. There were hemorrhoids, there was mice, and there were rats, and there was some type, it was a miraculous affliction that wherever the Aron was brought, the nations of the world suffered. And now, David HaMelech is bringing the Aron to Yerushalayim. This is in Divrei HaYomim Aleph, Perek Tezayin. And David HaMelech said, Hodu Hashem, give thanks to Hashem, Kiru Vishmo, call out in His name. Again, either call it out to proclaim to the world, or to daven in the name of Hashem, Hodiyu V'amim Alilosav. And let the nations of the world know the alilos, the acts of Hashem, what Hashem has done with the ark, all the miracles that happened with the Aron. And that's what David HaMelech said when he brought it to Yerushalayim. And we say it in davening. And it could be because the ultimate accomplishment of this will be by Yom Ahu. V'amartem by Yom Ahu, you'll say it on that day. But when we start davening, it's important to know what the purpose of davening is, what the purpose of being in a Beis HaKnesses is. And I'd like to quote just a few lines from the last Ramban in Parshas Bo, which we might have mentioned before, but the Ramban is, every line is another diamond that we come back to. But the Ramban mentions like this, the last Ramban in Parshas Bo. A person should be careful with all of the mitzvos, the Ramban says. Shekulon chamudos, all the mitzvos are desirous, the chavivos ma'od, and they're very dear. Shebechol shor adam modeh bohen le'elokav. Every time you do a mitzvah, it means you're acknowledging that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all of the ideas in the creation, are, if you're doing Hashem's mitzvah, you obviously believe this Hashem, and Hashem knows what you're doing, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is supervising, and He's aware, and you are doing this as a fulfillment of His will. So every mitzvah shows a greatness in your core belief. The kavonas kol ha-mitzvah shenanim be'elokeinu. The kavon of all the mitzvahs is that we should believe in Hashem, v'noda elov shehu bara anu, and we should thank Hashem that He created us. V'hi kavonas ha-yetzirah, that's the whole purpose of creation. Because there's no other reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu would create the world, and Hashem has no desire. It's not like HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to create this world where people are running around. What does Hashem need the world for? HaKadosh Baruch Hu would like to give us the opportunity. Mevad sheyeda ha'odam, a person should know, v'yoda le'elokav, and give thanks to his God, Shabarov, that created him. And that's why we raise our voice in davening and the kavanah, the intention of Bate Knesios. Why do we make a shul? Uzechus tefilas harabim. What's the idea? We get together a minion. What's the idea? We make a shul and everyone comes together and we daven. Zehu, this is the point. Sheyeh livnei odam mokom. People should have a place. Yiskabs, where they gather, v'yodu l'kel shebara'am, and they give thanks to the God who created them, v'himtziyam, and He made them exist, He brought them into existence, v'yafarsamu zeh, and they should be mafarsam, they should publicize it, V'yomru lefonav riyosecha anachnu. And they should get up in a crowd. You need, there are certain things, you bedafka, you must have a minyan. You have a crowd of people, and then you get up in public, and you acknowledge and give thanks to Hashem. And the Ramban continues with other valuable lessons. But this idea that the purpose in davening, the purpose in shul, is we should get together. It could be that's why we put this pasuk at the beginning of davening. Hodu Hashem, give thanks to Hashem, kiru vishmo, call out in Hashem's name. Hodiyu v'amim alilosav, publicize it. Make it known among the nations, Hashem's acts. Hazkiru, declare, kiniskov shmo, how exalted Hashem is. There are many ways you can let the goyim know. Avraham Avinu traveled around, Vayikra b'shem Hashem, he called out in the name of Hashem. When they came to Eretz Yisrael, they wrote the Torah on stones that the nations of the world were able to come and see whatever the Torah that Hashem had given. David HaMelech said in Tehillim, Kuf Yotes, Vadabra Beit Osecha Negen Malachim. The kings would gather together, and David HaMelech's talk and discussion was in Torah. Below Avosh, and he wasn't embarrassed. By Shlomo HaMelech, you find that the Goyim came because they knew he was such a Chacham. They came to hear his wisdom. Melachim Aleph, Perek Hey. There are many ways the Goyim can find out about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's another one of the beautiful things about Golis. It's beautiful, and sometimes it's a tragedy. But as minuscule as the Jewish people are, and they're in so many different countries and they're scattered around, the Goyim know what's happening with Klal Yisrael. They don't know enough. They should know more of the good that's done, and it's a very big inyan, and it's a person, if he's able to somehow bring to it the attention of the Goyim, the greatness of Klal Yisrael, it makes a Kiddush Hashem. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps the Jews in the focus and in the spotlight. And it's our job, Hodiyu V'amim Alilosav, that the Goyim through us should become aware of all the different acts of Hashem. Zamru Hashem. Sing to Hashem, make music, make a zemer, a song to Hashem. Ki geyus osa, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has acted with grandeur, has shown that He's greater than everything. And again, this is the same expression you have in Oz Yashir. Ki go'o go'o. Ashir l'Hashem, I'll sing to Hashem, ki go'o go'o. That Hashem is more elevated, is greater than all those that show their greatness. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is above all of that. And the song at the final Geula is the same theme, like by Kriyas Yamsuf. But it's in a much greater sense. Zamru Hashem, make the music to Hashem, ki geyu sasa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has shown His greatness. Muda zos b'chol ha'aretz. Make this known throughout the whole earth. Everyone should be aware of it. There's a medrash that after Sancheiriv's army was destroyed miraculously by the Malach, this medrash is brought down in Me'am Loes. Yeshaya, our Navi Yeshaya, said to Chizkiyo, who was the king, he said this pasuk, Zamru Hashem, sing out to Hashem, make music, ki geyu sasa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has shown He's greater than all else. And Sancheiriv is that example, because Sancheiriv had that boast that if he conquered the whole world, certainly Yerushalayim and Chizkiyo can't stand in his way, nothing can stop Sancheiriv. And now HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows that He's above all of that. Now's the time to sing a Shira. Chizkiyo responded, there's no need for that. Muda zos b'chol ha'aretz. Why do we have to sing out about the greatness of Hashem? Everyone knows it. The whole world knows it. The whole world was conquered by Sancheiriv, and Sancheiriv was destroyed overnight. You don't have to tell anybody, they know it. Chizkiyo had his reasons why he didn't sing Shira. And Chazal teaches us the lesson that it was wrong. Even so, he should have sung. I wouldn't be surprised if, like nowadays, you have the spin doctors and the goyim, you know, hear that wonderful
I hear about Sanhedrin's destruction, and then somehow they twist the story, and well, life goes on, and it doesn't cause them to change. Even if they know the evidence, they know the facts, you have to inform them and make it clear that it's HaKadosh Baruch who's the one behind everything. Mudas Zos B'chol Aretz, proclaim it and make it known in the whole land about the greatness of Hashem. Sali Varoni Yosheves Tzion. We'll make it known throughout the whole land about the greatness of Hashem. And all of the Goyim will know it. But Sali Varoni Yosheves Tzion. Sali, to exult. Varoni, and to sing out loud. That's going to be the Yosheves Tzion, the one who lives in Tzion. The world will know about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and everyone will serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Avodah Zarah will disappear. But just because the nations are now aware of Hashem, and just because the nations serve Hashem, the true joy when Mashiach comes is reserved for Klal Yisrael. Sali Varoni, exult. And the word Sali is like a light-hearted, a kalus halein, a lightness of the heart, like your heart just wants to sing. Varoni is to like call out with a multitude of people and to raise your voice, to shout. Sali, you should have that light feeling of song, Varoni, and sing it out loud. Yosheves Tzion, the one who dwells in Tzion, which some of Forshim say is not necessarily those who physically live in Tzion, it means the Jewish people. Because there is nobody who's a Yosheves Tzion except for Klal Yisrael. The Goyim, whenever the Jews are not there, Eretz Yisrael is a wasteland. Without the Jewish nation, it's hard to imagine, but when the Jews first started coming, no cities where they were, and the rest of the country was a desert. It was totally destroyed. There were a few nomads. It wasn't settled. Even now, Gaza's given back, and the area is just a destruction. The land, Yosheves, to be settled and to be cultivated and to really be lived in properly, is only for the Jewish people. And Sali Varoni Yosheves Tzion, those that dwell in Tzion, the Jewish nation should sing out, Ki Godol B'Kirbeich, because great in your midst is the Kedosh Yisrael, the Holy One of Klal Yisrael. Our Kedusha, our uniqueness, our separation from the mundane and the commonplace of this world, the Kedusha, the holiness, the Kedosh Yisrael, meaning Hashem, that's our Holy One, is Godol Tekirbech. He's going to be great in your midst, in Eretz Yisrael, in the Beis HaMikdash. The second Beis HaMikdash, we've mentioned many times, was missing many of the great miracles that the Beis HaMikdash should have, that the first Beis HaMikdash had. And the second Beis HaMikdash missed that. It didn't have. But Ki Godol Tekirbech Kedosh Yisrael. When the final Geula comes, Godol B'Kirbech will see the greatness in your midst. Within Klal Yisrael, there'll be that greatness of the Kedosh Yisrael, the holiness of Klal Yisrael, the Shekhinah will be there, and there'll be that awareness in everything. It'll be the greatest Beis HaMikdash, Godol Yiyah Kvod HaBayis HaZeh HaAchron Min HaRishon. The last Beis HaMikdash will be greater than even the first. And Yirtzeh Hashem, the Geula Shleima should come in here of Yameinu Amen. I would like to stop here, and now, and the next week, I'm looking forward to Perek Yud Gimel, Masa Bavel. We're going to learn Nevuas. For the next 10, 11 Prokin, Yeshaya is going to say prophecies for the nations of the world. And we're going to start off with Masa Bavel, a Nevu about Bavel, which is present-day Iraq, that part of the world. Bavel is the ones who destroyed the first Beis HaMikdash, and we'll be discussing a number of Nevuah's prophecies that were said to the nations of the world, and what the message for Klal Yisrael is, and Yirtzeh Hashem next week.
For sponsorship opportunities, please call 718-436-3024. Thank you.